Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, February 1st, 2007. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and it's a joy to prepare and share these messages with you each weekday morning here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. Today's message is titled, The Divine Scan, and the scripture text is from 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9.
For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
One of the most remarkable devices used in quality control in modern manufacturing is the optical scanner. Now, this is distinct from the scanner you're familiar with related to computers. I toured a large potato chip plant where potatoes are harvested from the fields and they enter a huge machine on one end and at the other end emerge as potato chips.
Well, we've eaten them right off the line, and the fresh, warm chips are so good and exceedingly better than the packaged chips you find on the grocery shelf.
On the finished end, there's a 4-foot-wide conveyor belt moving at 90 miles per hour, with the chips spread individually over it. An optical scanner examines every single chip as it passes by. 2 feet from the scanner, another machine blows a puff of air precisely at any chip the scanner determines defective and removes it from the lot. I marvel as I watched and considered the incredibly precise calibration needed to make this all work. But there is an infinitely greater divine scan that's always taking place. A wonderful Old Testament verse gives great assurance to true believers of all generations, our daily text.
For the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
Amazingly, our sovereign God is watching over us, each one of us, right now. His eyes range throughout the earth. In the King James Version, it states His eyes run to and fro. The Apostle Peter quotes Psalm 34:15.
For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are attentive to their prayer.
There is a purposefulness in God's watching over us. He does so to strengthen us, not to zap us. My, I sure do need to be strengthened today, don't you? I'm thankful that God's strength is absolutely adequate for any need I'm presently experiencing or any need that will arise in the course of this day. We have a responsibility, however. He is looking for
those whose hearts are fully committed to Him.
Today, Brooksine and I want to once again commit our lives to the Lord and to His cause. In fact, we pray each time before we prepare this podcast and send it out. We want our hearts to be fully committed to God. Now, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through today, we ask you to join us in making this commitment.
Let's pray together. Father, you are our spiritual covering as we carry out our duties on this day. In the midst of our interaction with others, our work responsibilities, our commute, and other ordinary activities, there are numerous temptations seeking to pull us downward. You know our areas of weakness, where we are vulnerable to the enemy, and you desire to strengthen us as our hearts are fully committed to you. Thank you for your incomparable devotion to your children, and for assuring us that we're never out of your care. Amen.
Amen. Well, there are some additional notes and perspective on the site today that if you care to explore a little bit further, we are at www.dailyencouragement.net. We have a photo up, not at all related to our message, but we got a kick out of it as we prepared the message today. We have a big squirrel that enjoys using our bird feeder as well. Actually, the photo was not taken today. It's so hard to get a picture of a squirrel. They move so fast, but I found one I took some time back and put it up on the site. Also recommend a song today that we both recall as I consider. I asked Brooksine to think of a song, and we kind of collaborate regarding the song. It's an old Dallas Holmes song, probably from some 25 years ago, that really seems to match today's theme. And the internet is so amazing, we found an online file, and a very good one at that, that can be played as an audio if you care to. Well, what a joy to serve the Lord today. What a joy to know that His eyes are upon us and we do not fear, but we see that as a source of assurance. May God give you that same assurance today as you seek to be fully committed to Him.